the parsha of Noach, I wanted to say in the psukim of the Maisa with Shem and Yefes, it says that Noach drank from the yain and he became a shikra. Vayesh min hayayin vayisgol, and there was a lack of tznius. Vayikach Shem vayefes es hasimla, they took the blanket. Vayosimu al shchem shneim, they put on their shoulders and they covered him. So Rashi brings on that Shem was nisamit b'mitzvah yoyso. It says vayikach Shem vayefes es hasimla, Shem took it and both of them covered him. I mean, Shem was the one who was the more dominant in this mitzvah of covering the father. It could be even that Yefes was only a Messiah. We once had a shiur about Messiah. Im yesh boi mamish or ein boi mamish, there's a machlokes even. But the one who does the main thing, he's for sure the one who does the mitzvah. So Shem sheni samet be mitzvah zeichel talis shel tzitzis. And Yefes, that he wasn't nisamet, so he was zeichel kvura lebon of what we read in the Haftorah of Shabbos Chol HaMoed, that when comes Goy Gomogog and they all will get killed in Eretz Yisrael, so they will bury each one, they will go around Eretz Yisrael for 7 months and bury each one, and that would be a kovod. Mestoma, instead of burning them, Rashi says that it was a kovod because he recovered his father, so he was zeichel kvur. And the psukim it says leman tayres haoretz, that kohanim shouldn't become tomei, that's why they buried them. But the pshat is because they could have burned each one, it would be much easier than going and burying each one and making a matzev and a tziyun to show where the kohanim shouldn't walk. So he was zeichel kvura b'derech kovod. That's like you're giving a posthumously, you give him a higher darga in like in the army. Sometimes they posthumously elevate him to a different darga of officer. But that's the Yefes. He wasn't margish. He didn't feel the kovod mechaim. Why? Because when the father was sleeping, Shem was nisam. It's kilu. The father feels the bizoin. It's kilu. He's alive and awake. So he was margish kilu, the father is awake, so he got the COVID when he's awake, when he's living, and he gets the talis shel tzitzis mechaim. But Yefes, that he felt that the father is not such a big bizoin, you don't have to be misamit, you don't have to put yourself out so much for it because he's sleeping, he doesn't feel it, so he only got the COVID after he was dead, he didn't feel it either. Ad kedekach, it could be a svora, a pidrush, to say that it's minoroi to be the shaylef to bury a mess with the tzitzis sherim or not, because it's loig lorosh and you're not allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah in front of the mess or put by the mess a mitzvah. It's like you're laughing at him that he can't do the mitzvah. But if you wouldn't bury a shem with a talis shel mitzvah, it looks like you're burying him just like Yefes was zechel kvura. Shem also has kvura, but it's minoroi to bury shem with a talis shel mitzvah to show that he was zeicha filo mechaim, his kvura is a choshever kvura than the kvura of Yefes. But there's another nekuda here. Let's say it was even not the father. It was stam a person, it was a stam a choser tznius, there was lack of tznius, the person wasn't so nua. You have to be misam, it's fast. Take, cover up that it shouldn't be tznius. It doesn't have to do with it's a father or not. And the union of tznius itself, also chutz from the kibudav, the union of tznius, Shem was nisamit and Yefes was not nisamit. So in that there's another pasuk. Yaft elikim liyefes v'yishkein v'ole Shem. Rashi says Yaft meturgam yarchiv. It'll be wider. Some say the pshat yarchiv that Yefes has a lot of children all over the world, b'nei keturah, and a lot of people all over the world, b'nei Yefes, that a large population. But it could be the pshat also, because the Rashi says it goes on the Beis HaMikdash, that even though Yefes is from Koresh, from B'nai Paras, from B'nai Yefes, will build the second Beis HaMikdash, but there won't be Shechina in that Beis HaMikdash, only in the Beis HaMikdash, the first one that Shlomo built, Yehumi B'nai Shem. So the Shechina is sure in the Beis HaMikdash, not because of Shlomo, but because of Shem. Why isn't the Shechina sure in the second Beis HaMikdash? Because of Yefes. That means, even though the second Beis HaMikdash will be larger than the first one, because the Gemara says in Babasar Dav Dalet that Godol Yek Voida Bais Azeu Achron Minorishan Ikedamri Bishni Ikedamri, that in Begoiva, that it was taller, it was instead of 60 amos by the first Beis HaMikdash, it was 100 in the second one, or it was longer, 10 years longer, it stood lasted longer than the first Beis HaMikdash. But the Shechina won't be Shoira. Why? It says a pasuk in Dvorim, in Parshas Kiseitze, Ki Hashem Elokecha Misalech Bekerev Machanecho Voya Machanecho Kodesh, whether there's a lack of tznius, where there's elvas dover b'shov me'acharecho, the shechina can be shere, where there's a lack of tznius. And since Shem was nisam it's b'mitzvah, and he was machshiv the union of tznius, that you have to dress, go and cover it, there shouldn't be this lack of tznius. So by him the shechina can be shere. Misalech b'kerev machanecho, v'hoyo machanecho kodesh. But by Yefes, since it wasn't so important by him, the lack of tznius, so he yelled, "B'chol v'asdova, v'shov me'acharecha, the shechina can't be shared by Yefes."